whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I'm Dana Powell. I forgot my name.
I'm Jessica Young. And we are here to rant and rave.
Wow. You had fists pumping and everything. You were full-blown Shakira for a minute.
I wish. You said you missed my shoulder action last week, so I wanted to give it to you and give it to you good.
Yeah, you gave like whole upper body.
I didn't look as cute as Shakira when I was five, okay? She is adorable. Why is she not aged one day? Not a day.
Money. That's why. You can be so much more beautiful. Like, don't you notice when you work and you come home, even if it's not your makeup and hairstyle, you're still like, why do I look so glamorous?
Yeah, well, yes.
Money.
No, she looks really remarkable.
Yeah. Happy football, everybody. I hope you had fun.
Hey, it's your home state that won, not the state of Kansas, the state of Missouri.
Yeah, it's Missouri. I guess I should tell people how to get in contact with us, because guess what, guys? One of our rants today is a personal one that may not interest you at all, because we need more rants. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves podcast. You can find us on Twitter at raves_the. You can find us on our website at therantsandravespodcast.com. There's a contact us button, and you can email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com.
All right.
I did it without the paper.
I know. That's great.
I mean, I burned holes in your head staring at you.
I'm really proud of you.
You know what is so crazy? Like, I set all of that up.
I know.
You would think that I know it.
I know.
Well, today I do.
It's also like very similar combinations.
Yes.
And sometimes you put the .com when it's the at Gmail. I'm saying you, anyone.
Anyone. Yeah. Like in my day-to-day life. So someone already had Dana Powell on Instagram.
Yep.
Even though I got on the Instagram bandwagon real early.
I know. And they still had your name.
And they still had my name. So now people that I meet in my life now think my name is Dana Powell's.
I know. I noticed one of my friends commented on one of your posts.
Oh, really?
And he said, that's right, or amen, Dana Powell's. And he didn't tag you like at Dana Powell's, so it came.
Yeah.
He typed out your name, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand
it's
why.
It's my fault. Yeah. What are you going to do? How was your week?
It was good.
Yeah. Did you have good Super Bowl food?
Yeah, I did. And you know what? Somebody brought something that, oh man, did it make me nostalgic. And I know for a fact you probably loved this too. It was a big hit in college. It was like, if you wanted to go fancy, you put something in the microwave, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Velveeta, which I literally have not had since college.
Yummy.
It's Velveeta and Rotel, the like chopped, diced peppers that aren't terribly hot. They barely have heat.
Yeah.
Yep, somebody brought that, and I was like, I'm real happy. Haven't had this in 20 plus years,
so
I don't
good.
Think.
My dad makes a version of that, but he puts ground sausage in it.
Yum.
It's so good.
So that's like a, not chili con carne, is that?
I don't know.
Kind of like a chili con carne.
We
somebody usually
it,
makes a dip like that, and it's like in their
they
crock
pot. They call it crack dip. Yeah.
Nobody made it. This year, it was just the sans beef version.
You know what I brought to the Super Bowl party I went to?
What?
Big old packs of tacos from Taco Bell.
Oh, I'm sure people loved it.
They always get eaten.
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah.
I brought a pie.
I don't cook, so I gotta figure.
I brought a pie. Like, Alan was like, you brought a pie? Because he ended up coming later because, nerd alert, he was at a blacksmithing class all day, Dana.
Amazing. He's building that katana to have a fight with you.
He wishes. But the class was supposed to be from 9 to 3. I got three texts. I'm going to leave here soon. I'm going to stay till 4. I thought it was so cute. He was there all day. And his hands
amazing.
Looked like a lava soap commercial for a mechanic from yesteryear. But no, I brought this ridiculous pie that I got at the farmer's market, and it was so good. I mean, I walk by all the time, but they're like gourmet pies that this lady makes. Uh-huh. And I was like, you know what? Everybody's going to bring a million different carb and junky food things for Super Bowl. I'm usually the one that brings the salad, uh-huh, just so it's like something good and uh-huh healthy.
Right.
And no, I went with a pie, and it was absolutely delightful.
Good for you. What kind of pie?
The chocolate mousse pie.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I thought you were going to say like mincemeat.
Ew, absolutely not.
No.
She had key lime. Not my jam. I know people love the key
That's
lime.
That's Dan Tipton's favorite.
That was my brother's favorite kind of pie. I am not a fan of it. It's a little too zingy.
It's a little
and
zingy.
Zippy.
Yeah.
She had a bourbon pecan pie that was like, bring a tear to your eye.
Wow.
But I went with the good old classic chocolate mousse, and it was a hit.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yep. And I ran into an old friend at the farmer's market. It was so nice. Like somebody that I loved and worked with many years ago. And we both kind of stared at each other for all of a second and shouted each other's names. And
aw, cool.
Embrace. I got to meet her fiance and her kid. It was a really lovely,
That's
unexpected
lovely.
Experience. Yeah.
Huh.
What about you? How was your week?
Well, let's see. We did the Super Bowl thing. So I don't know if you were following my personal life story last
yes.
week about how crazy I am.
When you wore slippers to
I wore slippers to work. Mm-hmm. And then I vacuumed up my dress.
Yeah, oh, God, yes.
Okay, so since I didn't want to go into detail.
Why? I was with you
Instagram.
That day. And I was like, "How did that was like a mini dress. And it was very cute. How did you do that?
Also, don't say mini dress. I wasn't dressed like in a mini skirt pencil wrap. It comes down to my knees. It was very kind of flowy. It was very windy that day. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just like, whoop, it went up the hose. It went all the way up the hose because those
oh
are so
God.
Strong.
No, I know.
Right?
What and if then, it ripped it off?
I know. Well, then I kept trying to pull it out. And every time I would pull most of it out, another piece would get caught up
oh
in
God.
It. So it wasn't just like, whoopsie daisy.
Yeah.
It was a full blown minute of me in my underwear on Sepulveda. Like, there was a man beside me trying not to look and probably laugh because I couldn't be quiet either.
He was trying to look. Trust me.
I don't know. I did have pretty panties on, thank God. But I was like, it wasn't quiet or simple or oopsie. It was like, no. Ah, oh, my God. Stop it. Like...
I'm seriously just trying to pick. Those things are so powerful that
yes.
it's horrifying.
Yes.
And what if it had ripped it off? That was like a thin cotton
yes.
batik print indigo tie-dye.
Thank you for making me sound so fancy.
And it could have just been ripped off your body.
Oh, nobody wants that. It was
oh
awful.
God.
And then the next day I was like, nope, I'm going to get it together. I'm going to have it. And then I went to a meeting and I was like, this is going to take 7 minutes, but I can't shut up. And so I was there for 2 hours and got a $158 parking ticket.
No.
Because it was gridlock time.
Oh, my God.
And here's the stupidest part. They had a parking lot. All I had to do was drive around the back.
Well, you're me.
But I'm a lady. Late-y. So I was running a couple of minutes behind. And if I'm being honest, I totally forgot I had the meeting and somebody called and reminded me.
They're like, hey, so, I'm here. You're like, I'm on the way. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Choo-choo. The crazy train keeps on chugging.
Isn't that the worst, though? I do that all the time, Dana, where I'm like, holy crap, the other side of the street wasn't street cleaning.
Yeah.
And there was parking or,
yeah.
oh my God, they have a lot and it's a free lot. Even if it wasn't, it's like $5 instead of $158.
I mean, come on,
God,
Dana. It wasn't, you know, you get mad when it's a $60 ticket.
Yes.
And
that's the cheapest you can get in these parts.
I forget how I dealt with Dan. I called him and I said, well, I have good news and bad news. What do you want first? And then later I sent him a nice picture of me and was like, just remember, I might get $158 tickets, but look how cute I am.
Just hear his grumble
I'm
under
sure
his breath.
He was very not happy with me.
Oh,
so
man.
That was my week. I was naked in, in public.
I love it.
Should we go ahead and get into our rant?
Let's do it.
You are up first this week.
Okay, this is a rant sent from a very dear friend since childhood, and she is a big fan of the show. She kind of always checks in with me every week or sends me texts or messages to our page of what she thought of stuff. Yeah, it's very fun. So she said, I have a rant. People who give unnecessary info in group texts. For example, her son's basketball team group chat. The team mom just needs to know who can play. Uh-huh. One mom responds, I have a 4-hour conference call on Saturday, but my son will be there. It angers me, she said. And I said, please give me more examples as you peruse some of your past group chats with them. This is perfect. Uh-huh. She said, ooh, this mom does it all the time. So then she sent me a few examples. And again, like usually the mom is like saying sound off or who will be there this Saturday or whatever. And she said, I'm going to have to change the name. Not that this lady's listening to this. Julie and I are diehard Clemson fans. So she's a no. Boy, thank you for offering to be there.
What?
She said, do I need to know that she's a diehard Clemson fan?
Is that a fruit?
It's a college. So like one parent says, you know, their kid is a maybe for Saturday. But this lady, again, let everyone know that her child will be there for both, even though she has a 4-hour conference call. Her son will be there. She then asks, are any of you going to Woodward tonight? I know my son wants to go, but I can't. I prearranged a birthday dinner for two.
What?
What?
I don't
she
care.
Said, why do we need to know this? Too much info. Just a simple yes, no, whatever. I don't need to know about your life. Then the last one she sent, she said, go Bobcats. I'm keeping an eye while on a 4-hour conference call. So she just loves to keep letting the other moms know that she's always on a conference call.
This is
call.
While the game's going on, she's checking in and then texted all the moms so that they know she's still involved.
Yep. And so our friend, my friend Colleen that wrote this in, wrote, good gracious, we know. It's
you
not the end.
Colleen.
I guess. Oh.
You called her Julie, I thought. Oh, you changed the other.
I'm just changing everyone's names, everybody. I guess the cat's out of the bag. The Bobcat, that is. She said, good gracious, we know. It's not the NBA. They are 16 and it's a shit show. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm gonna have to admit that sometimes I'm that person that
yeah, we talked
puts
about
too much
this
info. Yeah.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. And I said,
it's out of guilt.
Yes. I said, what I immediately think when somebody puts too much detail is liar. When it's too detailed, it's too
I know
planned.
But a lot of times I'm like, well, I can't. And I know, I don't know this. I think I make up a whole dialogue in my head. Like people will think, well, what do you have to do?
Right.
Or why can't you be there or whatever? It's so ridiculous. I don't think most people think that way. But in the moment, I get real cray
about it. Like you have to
it.
Justify why.
Yes.
Yes.
That
yes.
I can't just say, I'm sorry, I can't.
Yes. I used to be that way too. Especially if it came to like calling in sick for work.
Yes.
They're not allowed to ask you why.
Right.
And you don't have to tell them you're an adult.
Uh-huh.
But I would be like, my snot is green, which means I'm probably still. Like,
I have an infection.
Infection.
Yes. No, that's me.
I'm still contagious. So I'm just trying to get through. Yeah.
I will say this, though, as far as like the TMI or especially I think we've talked about this before. We have a lot of friends and people in our life who are funny.
Uh-huh.
And who are professional comedians.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes when there's a group chat, it gets like off the rails.
It's always off the
and,
rails.
Like,
it is bit yeah. central.
So like for my improv team, we have a group chat going. But I was like, hey, guys, can we like take this to the Facebook chat?
No, Jessica, that's never going to work. You have to hide the alerts. A child showed me this. A young person showed me. No, you just hide the alerts and it still shows up on your screen, but it
right.
doesn't go bing, bing, bing.
Well, that was the thing.
Bing, 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 bing.
I would be at work and my phone is the loudest vibration on a phone you've ever heard. It's like, it's really scary. And I always have it on vibrate because if it's on silent.
I love that you just had to wipe your mouth after that sound effect. Don't keep talking like I didn't notice you wipe your mouth off.
I did. I was trying to be like real. That's so gross. But it was blowing up, Dane. And I'm not exaggerating. It was 50 texts in total. And I was like, no. And for real, the group chat was supposed to be like, if we're about to go on stage and somebody's like, I'm parking or I'm going to run right on while you guys are doing the intro. Fine. When it turns into like, beep, 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 the comedy hour. No.
No, get the Sandman.
And
let's
we had a Facebook group
let's
for
pull
that.
Everybody out.
But like you said, it doesn't really work. Everybody forgets about the Facebook group and it all just ends up being in the same place. The point is just sometimes yes or no will suffice.
It will suffice. And also remember, you don't have to explain yourself to everyone.
Yeah.
You
and you're a jerk if you ask.
Yes. If you have your reasons and that's enough.
Yep.
And I was telling Jessica in the green room dump, I learned this from a friend of ours who was, I was coaching his team and he didn't show up for rehearsal one week. And the next week we're like, oh, hey, you're back. Mm-hmm. Good to see you. And he was like, yeah, guys, sorry about that. I made some excellent pot brownies and just didn't make it.
I can't.
And I was like, I said to him, I said, I appreciate your balls and your honesty. But I was like, that was an important enough reason for him. He's like, yeah, no. And I'm not ashamed of it because it's my life. Uh-huh. It's my life. Isn't that a song?
A very unfortunate Bon Jovi song. Yes. Now or never.
Yeah. So now or never that stuff, y'alls.
God. I'm going to tell you right now, just because you bring it up and I can't stop because I know he listens to us and he will appreciate it. Nick Armstrong and I have a very long going thing with Richie Sambora and his wow, 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 like those noises that he makes with his mouth. We go ballistic. If there's ever been a live performance or an old video on, we record it on our phones and then send it to each other and it makes us cry. And there's a lot of that woo woo in that song. It's my life.
One of our listeners sends me cat videos because I love them. Mm-hmm. And one the other day was, oh God, California.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is.
California, the song?
I don't know a
Hotel
song.
California.
Oh.
You know the musical?
Well, yes, but I'm trying not to laugh right now. You're like, you know, California. No, Hotel California. Yes, I hate the Eagles. And yes, I know that song.
Don't hate the Eagles.
I do.
And I do understand that you could have gotten confused because I could have meant California.
That's what I thought.
Knows how to party. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
California.
Knows how to party.
Now welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West.
A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. Oh my God.
We are so hard.
My favorite line from that song is, been in the game making rap tunes ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoons.
It's a good one. I wish so bad we had video right now. I have never seen you flap your arms the way you did. It was hands only. Your arms were halfway up stiff and bent at the elbows. And then you flapped your hands like it was some hard rap thing. But you just looked like an injured chicken.
It really was very awkward. I can't dance. God. I don't have rhythm.
Oh my God. It was amazing. Oh my God. But they sent this because Hotel California, the guitar interlude goes, but it had a little kitten meow at the end. And I said, I drive Dan Dipton insane. He probably also hates that song because I meow the whole freaking thing. I go, meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, I would put a pillow over your face. Unacceptable.
I'm glad that's on recording. So if I show up dead, everybody... It was Jessica. And that is not the trial by combat I requested.
In all seriousness, just a simple answer will suffice. However, I will tell you, Dana, and I have done this with you before for sure, multiple times, especially in the last year. I can distinctly remember times doing this. If somebody does say, I'm sorry, I can't, you know, I'm not going to out you to the group. I immediately privately texted you just your number. I'm like, why aren't you going to be there?
Yes. Yes.
which obviously everyone reserves the right to answer or not. But if it's a close friend, then I usually feel comfortable enough to be like, why aren't you going to be the, okay.
Yeah, well, then now that I know you want to murder me, the next time you ask, I'm going to say none of your beeswax. None of your beeswax.
I actually love it because one of the times you were just straight up honest with me, you're like, because I can't. I just don't want to tonight. I'm like, fair enough.
As we get older, yes. I really am. There are times that I'm like, just because I can't.
And if anything could be going on and I don't care. I could adore the people, love the show or the venue or whatever you're invited to, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You just want to power down once in a while.
Yes.
Right?
And here's a hot tip, guys. You can actually respond to the person who sent the original text and give them the information and not
That's
all
true.
15 of us.
That's true.
Not all 15 of us.
Also, people use group texts when they don't need to, and I have like 12 out of the 15 numbers of people who aren't in my phone, and I don't know anyways, and I don't know who's replying what.
I know. Same. I had a thread one time where somebody literally was like, who is this number?
Yes.
Like, because you just don't know. And when you have a group text, like this happened literally last week. I guess we had created a group text with just my sisters and my dad.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about Christmas presents.
Okay.
Well, I accidentally sent a family text to that three-person thread instead of including my mom.
Mm-hmm.
She was not happy. Oh. She was not happy. Oh. I had to apologize.
You accidentally included her.
I accidentally did not include her. So I deleted that text and I told her, I was I did all my daughter backtracks. I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. I think it was a leftover thread from Christmas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, don't worry, I'm deleting it right now so it won't happen again. As soon as I delete it, my dad texts me on that thread, your mom's not on this one. You should probably, and revives the entire.
Oh my God.
I just deleted it again, but it's like, whoops.
Unreal.
Don't group text.
My gosh.
Can we just put a ban on group texting?
God, I really hate it.
Unless you're having a party and you want to invite people, okay, you can send a group text, but don't everyone respond to it.
You
privately
don't need to
respond.
Send a group text.
Well,
I just copy the information and send it to 10 people individually.
Okay, well, you have more time than other people, I guess.
No, but group text, it really should only be like, hey, we're all meeting at the Mary Poppins topiary.
See you at 8:30.
And I'm the first one there, and I'm like, hey, guys, I'm here. We're at Disney in my mind.
No, I get it, but it's a really sad Disney trip because you did not look happy.
Hey, I'm here. Guess I'll save our seats for the electric light parade in 12 hours.
And then I'm with the rest of our group and I'm like, why is Jessica acting like she's Eeyore?
Can someone bring me a Mickey ear bar when they go to Critter Corner? Okay, cool.
Oh my God. Jessica is only the saddest when she's at the happiest place on earth.
I am Eeyore. I'm totally Eeyore.
He's not even Disney, you traitor.
I think they must have owned the rights. I'm serious because Winnie the Pooh is its own ride at Disney and it will make you feel like you're on acid.
Oh.
It's like a child, and I mean a juvenile child ride. It's in Critter Corner and Pooh gets high on honey and all bets are off. Do you not know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's absolutely cray, and it's all done in neon paint, and it's really kind of disturbing.
Is it worse than Mr. Toad's Wild Ride?
Way. First of all, Mr. Toad's is still my favorite ride at Disney, period. It makes Mr. Toad's Wild Ride look like a golden book.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, you need to check out the Winnie the Pooh ride. It's right by Splash Mountain.
Well, I guess if someone wanted to invite me to Disney, I'm just kidding. It's so dang expensive.
It's crazy.
That's why I haven't been to the Star Wars thing yet. It's
I know.
So expensive.
I know.
All right, I'm going to move into my rant.
Yes.
And I'm just hoping that people can relate, okay? So it's a personal rant, so I apologize, but it's been a lifelong problem.
Why are you
problem.
Apologizing?
Well, because people are going to be like, why are you just talking about yourself?
Oh, but I don't know, because it's real?
I don't think I'm the only one with this problem. Okay, so we have these things on our head called eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, The other night, I came home from work and had tons and tons of makeup on, and you just have to like start over complete. God. Like, there's no like, well, I can leave an outline of my brow shape or something. You just got to get
it's
it
like
all
full on.
On
cold cream removal required.
Yes, totally. So I had washed my face and I laid down with my son, and he says to me, because children are honest, he goes, "Hey, Mom, did you know your eyebrows need to grow up?"
Oh my cute.
Now,
that's so cute.
Oh my cute, you said. Now, he's not wrong. Mm-hmm. They do need to grow up, but they won't. They will not. They're done growing. I don't know if they like were on an asthma steroid when they were little.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Can't grow anymore. I just don't know. But they only grow halfway across my eyebrow bone. Okay?
You mean the length of them?
Yes.
Oh.
So they only grow to right in the middle of my eyeball here. Well, because I draw them, you know, because otherwise I'd look like an alien.
But you do a good job and they're not severe. No, I'm serious. They're also so blonde.
Yes, which that's why I have to, which leads me to the next thing he said to me. He goes, I said, they won't grow up, honey. You know, same thing for your aunts and your Grammy, like they just won't. And he goes, well, where's your other eye hairs? And I go, my other eye hairs? My eyelashes? He goes, yeah. And I go, honey, they're right here. Look how long they are. Aren't they pretty? He goes, nope, they're invisible. Which also he's not wrong, which is why God invented mascara.
My number one beauty trick, or not trick, but tool rather.
Okay.
Mascara.
Oh.
It's my favorite.
You were about to blow my mind and tell me how I could have like full heads of hair on each eyeball.
Oh my God. My favorite trick, just put a little bit of mascara. Those brows will start growing like you never would believe.
Holy cow. You miracle worker. But doesn't that, I don't know what your eyebrow game is like. I know that you say you're a
horned owl.
Yes.
Horned owl. That's what the game is.
Well,
with a vanilla ice chunk out from when I ran into a fireplace as a kid. It's never grown back.
Well, so my kid's not wrong, but what do I do about it? And I've had people go, put some peanut oil on there.
Peanut oil?
No, I could be misremembering. But somebody's always telling me, like, rub cashews on your face. I don't know. None of it works. And then they lie to you at Target and other like stores and go, hey, buy this Revita serum boost and that'll help your lashes and you can even grow new brows. No, you can't.
Oh my God.
No, you can't.
You need to go to a brow expert, and I know two in town, and I'm not joking.
Well, here's everybody's doing the tattoo brows.
That to me is way too severe. I would not,
well, it's not
ever
permanent.
Want you to do that.
What? It's not permanent. You have to get them filled in and brightened, I guess, like every what? 6 months or once a year or something. So I know a girl that did it. And it looks amazing.
Really?
But she's brunette. I am a redhead. And the only ones I've ever seen on redheads, it looks like a cartoon jumped above their eyeballs.
Yeah, I'm too scared.
It doesn't look real.
I'm looking at you picturing the tattooed brows and Yosemite Sam is coming to mind.
Jessica, that's the meanest thing you've ever said.
I am saying I am picturing something so severe and ridiculous and cartoonish. I'm not joking. I'm saying that with love. Do not dare get tattooed. You are too fair. Absolutely not.
I don't think it would look right.
No.
So I guess I'm going to have to keep, what's the new thing I'm going to smear on my face?
No, but what about, I'm serious, not tattooing.
Because I don't want to wake up every day and do this.
What about like eyebrow tinting? I'm serious.
There's
where they do that.
There's nothing there to tint, Jessica.
I see it. They're very
not
fair.
Not here. No, there's nothing to tint. It's bald.
It's fine.
It's bald.
I'm really staring at you right now. It's fine, though.
Do you know what a horror it is? What a horror it is.
My grandma
had
that.
Sneeze or have an itch on your forehead and you scratch it or you wipe your face.
Does it smear?
And then you look up and you're like, well, I guess I don't have an eyebrow anymore.
That's why you get the tinting and where it's not so severe.
How can I explain this to you more?
I know what you're saying.
There's nothing there to tint.
the tattoo, you're going to look like...
I'm not doing it.
The ladies that line their lips with lip liner and don't fill it in with lipstick.
I just... Maybe I need to have the men thing where they cut a strip out the back of my head and then plant it on my face.
Oh, yeah. Let's graft the hair that I wish I could have shaved off at a barber shop. I'll donate it. You know what? We'll do a hair transplant.
Okay. You give me that hair. I'll dye it red, and then I will look like Yosemite.
You can have Richard Simmons perm above your eyes. I went to get my eyebrows threaded
because even though they don't grow all the way across, they still need to be taken care of. Okay,
that hurts.
It does. It hurts. And also, I think she was just confused. Like, what's wrong with this face? Why does it only have half brows?
Okay, I want you to go. Do you know where Barrel and Ashes is?
Yes.
On Ventura?
Yeah, yummy.
It's now closed, but the building is still there and it looks the same. Literally next door to it is a place called Brows.
Uh-huh.
And that's all she does.
Uh-huh.
Please treat yourself and go see the lady at Brows. I have another person who I would send you to, but it's far and I know you're not going to drive
there. Cost
me
$150 for no hair on my face?
No. But she can help tame it, and there's all kinds of things they can do. And like
really?
My friend that I would also send you to is in Brentwood. That's amazing. She's also very big on like brushing the brows and having them grow a certain way. There's a lot of brow conditioning that can happen.
I still feel like you're missing part of the story. They don't grow. I know I'm not the only woman dealing with this.
No, my mom's mother was, you're a redhead. My grandma Celia was a blonde, fair as can be.
Yeah.
Blue eyes.
All my hairs are see-through, except on my head.
Completely blonde. She 100% had to draw her eyebrows on. Like you could not see them no matter what.
You can't see my eyelashes if I don't put on mascara.
And also hers were not terribly long. Look, I don't have great brows either. They all have a mind of their own.
Yeah, but they're there.
Ugh. That was one of those things I used to do as a kid, and I still do it. Do you ever like put your hand over it to picture what you'd look like without brows? Do you ever say, why do we even have eyebrows? They're so stupid.
Yeah, but there are reasons.
Why?
It's to catch sweat from going in your eyes and skin flake. Okay. It's a protective thing. I used to hang upside down.
With gravity boots?
No, off the couch or whatever, and look at your face that way and see what you would look like.
Yes.
So your eyebrows become under eye bags.
Yes. Oh, my God. You realize I just thought, I guess that was before I ever came over here that I was picturing you hooked up to that door frame in gravity boots, just hanging loose for 30 minutes.
Just getting up there sounds like a workout. Anyway, I'm ranting about my brows. I hate them. And my kid was being honest and it hurt.
Okay, so we had such an outpouring of people who suggested things for my hair.
Uh-huh.
Let's see the same kind of love for Dana's brows.
You guys, my brows need love to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if we all clap hard enough, like with Tinkerbell, they'll grow.
Oh my God.
How amazing. Can you imagine? What if that was a thing? And then every time you went to a concert, your eyebrows just were like, ooh.
Do you know what I kind of want to do?
What?
As a DIY at home project for listeners, I can't draw. I'll have to commission someone. Have them draw your face.
Okay.
Sans eyebrow. Sans eyelash, just eyes, nose, mouth.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Like the face of Clinique when you go and have a makeover at the mall.
Okay.
And then they take that page where it's just the face and then they draw with the makeup on you what they did as though that's going to help you recreate it. It's never
not.
Worked for me.
Yeah.
I want people to do that. And then they
so we can experiment with my new
brush. With your eyebrows. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm up for that.
Different colors, different shapes.
Okay, I'm not sure that we need different colors.
You know what? You might look good with darker brows. Who knows? You might look good with lighter brows. Mm-hmm. You might look good with red brows. We're going to try them all.
Okay, then.
If you work at a makeup counter and you know what I'm talking about, I literally beg of you to email us an image of that face. You know the face I'm talking about.
Send us all your eyebrow helps.
Yes.
But if it is...
And product suggestions.
And
maybe there's something like the way they have Latisse for lashes.
Yes.
Maybe they have LeBrow for brows.
I wish they did, and I wish it was cheap.
I know.
But don't send me, Dana, just mix up mayonnaise and cominos and put it on your... No. I'm not doing that anymore. Oh, Dana, you should try the hairs of a corn husk and mix it up with syrup. Your eyebrows will grow like crazy. No, they won't.
Let's teach this lady how to brow behave.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Help Dana's brow.
I think that's the name of a product, by the way.
What? Brow behave?
Brow behave. I swear it is. If not, I'm patenting it.
You're patenting Veritit.
I'm putting a patent on it.
But you haven't even made it.
I know.
It's not a thing. It's just a name. Okay, we can go. We can move on. But I do need a cleansing breath because okay. I need to purify myself for the anger I feel at my how my body has betrayed me mm-hmm. and will not grow brows.
Oxygen will help rejuvenate your hair growth.
Do I mix that with toothpaste and smear it on my brows? Oxygen and toothpaste. Okay, let's do a cleansing breath. If you're by yourself, you feel free to scream it out. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it really does help.
Yeah.
I know it seems ridiculous, but like breathing,
you have to breathe.
It does calm you down.
Yes.
So anyway, however you can do it, join us, please. We're going to take a deep breath in. And... I did not feel 1 millimeter of growth. Okay, we're moving on to our corners. Jessica, you're up first. And I think this corner we decided is a what the what?
Yep. Oh, man. So this is coming to us from Indonesia.
Okay.
A place I fancy to go to one of these days.
Yes.
Right? Indonesian officials are offering a monetary reward to whoever manages to remove a motorcycle tire, spelled T-Y-R-E.
I don't know why they spelled
it
that way.
Not sure about that.
Maybe it's British.
From the neck of a 13-foot-long crocodile. The full-grown croc has reportedly been wearing the tire around its neck since 2016.
Yeah.
But authorities in Palu, the capital of Central Sulawesi, are worried that it may end up strangling the reptile.
Totally.
Well, he's gone 4 years.
I know, but he's going to keep growing, Jessica.
Yeek. I still want to know how that got on there. So they are turning to the public for help. In 2018, conservationist and animal whisperer Muhammad Panji tried to remove the tire, and later that year, the local conservation office tried luring the 4-meter-long croc with food.
Okay, say how long 4 meters is.
That's 13 feet.
Oh, that was earlier. Sorry.
But that's like 2 basketball players.
It's
length.
Crazy.
I can't. Oh, my God. Seriously, I know someone who's 7 feet tall, and I'm trying to picture 2 of him, and that's the size of the alligator.
Yeah.
Or croc, rather, and I can't. Really handle that.
Yeah.
They tried to lure him in with food. Both attempts proved unsuccessful. So Palu officials are now hoping. Animal whisperer. Later that year, the local conservation office tried luring with food. Both attempts proved unsuccessful. So they are now hoping that brave locals can do the impossible for an unspecified cash prize.
Now, I got a couple of things to say. You can't handle it. So you are calling on regular local citizens
yep.
to wrestle a 13-foot crocodile for an unspecified amount? Like, are they going to get $5 for risking their life? And also, no, don't do it.
Now, I will say this because I do have an answer, but maybe they don't have the resources for this. I want to know why they aren't subduing it with a tranquilizer.
And because then getting I don't it know off.
And then one snip, like cut that off. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Cut it off. Everybody step away and let it go on its way. It'll yeah. wake up and he'll slither back to wherever.
Well, because did you see last week that little puppy that got his head stuck in a wheel?
No. Like
the, you know, there's the tire and then yes. there's the metal wheel. He got his head stuck in there.
Oh, God.
They tried to butter him up. They tried everything. They eventually had to knock him out and then cut the wheel off.
Right.
But I think with an alligator, you would have to use a tranquilizer.
Yes. But seriously, I mean, it's awful seeing that. You don't want to see anything trapped. Like, I'm always amazed when you see videos of, like, people who are out hunting or just see something on the side of the road. I saw these guys, they were deer hunting, and they found an owl tangled up in like netting that was stretching. Yeah.
Oh, no.
It was crazy, and they were so good about it, and it took a lot of work. They had to very gently keep cutting and pulling, and this poor animal was, you could tell it wanted to be helped, but it was also getting annoyed and wanted to fly away.
Yeah.
It took about 10 minutes for them to completely untangle him, and then the minute the last bit of it was off his wing, whew.
Yeah.
But I thought, like, oh my God, how rewarding. Like, they just totally saved that animal.
I saw when a woman was going 40 miles an hour and something hit her car and she got out and it was a falcon, but he lived. They just had to pull its head out of her grill.
Oh my Lord.
I mean, it's crazy.
Totally.
I do love seeing those videos, though, where they are rescued and they're fine. You know, deer sometimes get caught in fences.
Yes.
All kinds of different things. But a crocodile.
It's crazy. I'm also thinking, like, how did that happen? But you know what? It could have, I'm assuming, been floating in a river.
I'm sure that's what it was.
Body of water.
Yeah.
And he put his head through it, and that's it.
Yep. That's really, now that you're bringing all this up, it's a real sad corner.
No, it's just, I'm amazed that it's been 4 years.
I'm amazed that you're like, oh my God, this poor animal, this is horrible. And I was like, don't ask citizens to do it. And how much money?
I don't think the citizens should be having to do it either.
Yeah. No. But it is tragic.
Man.
And so sorry that I gave you that story.
Did you ever go to Gatorland? Have you ever been to Florida, first of all?
No, never. Okay. Is that where they put their heads in gator mouths?
Yeah, it's real rednecky.
Yeah.
No offense. Anybody listening, but it's true and you know it. It's called Gatorland.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, there's like, you know, they throw raw chicken to see them snap their jaws up.
Yeah.
And there would always be like some idiot redneck kids like pouring their high C on the alligator's head. Yeah.
No,
and it says
don't
mess with them. Don't feed them.
No.
I
would yell at that child.
Real gross. They'd wrestle the gators.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah. Do I keep stepping on your toe? Yes. Yep. I'm really sorry.
It's all right. I have slippers on.
Oh my God.
They're safe. Do I just live in my slippers now? Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that bummer of a story. Let's move on.
Oh my God.
Now I'm like sad and I want to follow.
Well, you have a fun corner.
Well, I don't know that it's fun. It's definitely probably gonna require some help from you, Jessica.
Okay.
Let's enter into Weirdo of the Week.
You're weird. You're so very weird. Why must you leave your weirdness here?
I'm sorry. Was that the DJ remix?
It really was.
Was that the club remix? Because it sounded nothing like normal. And then you were so happy with yourself.
I don't know why. I kind of felt like I would do a redneck version and that's not how it came out at all.
It's not at all. It's not at all how it came out.
And it was like a DJ. I was holding my
earphone. Ear.
I cannot. What is happening?
It sounded nothing like it.
Oh my God.
Did you want to try again?
One day we'll be able to afford the equipment to record our recording sessions because I think it could really go a long way for all of you. All of you at home or in your cars or plane, wherever you are.
Now I can't even remember it.
You're weird. You're so very weird. Why must you bring your weirdness here?
It's two notes. Okay.
So ridiculous.
Here we go. Man struggling with dating apps. I get it.
Oh.
It's not easy, right? Advertises himself on roadside billboard.
Okay.
This is from my favorite, written by Spooky. This is, the category is news. I don't know if this is really news. 30-year-old from Sheffield recently made news.
Sheffield, Alabama?
Ma'am, UK.
Oh. Okay.
Recently made news headlines in the UK. We just need to give it a minute before we got to it. For spending £425. How much is that American?
About $850.
Ooh. to rent a billboard on the side of a busy road in Manchester in hopes of finding a date. Mark Rofe, in case you guys are looking, has been single for a year now, and using online dating apps hasn't really made a difference. So, after joking with a friend at a pub that he'd be better off advertising himself on a billboard, he realized that wouldn't actually be a bad idea. So, he set up a website featuring a witty biography where he invites female visitors to apply for a date with him. The billboard has been up for a few days now, but he has already been contacted by 100 people, Jessica.
What? Is he cute?
Sadly for Mark, 50 of them have been men.
Oh, well.
He's advertising for a female, so I get it. But here's the sign. We'll post a picture. It says single, and then he's laying down on his side with a knee up in the air and his head propped up on his hand. Date Mark. This could be the sign you've been waiting for. Visit datingmark.co.uk.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, that looks like an ad for an app called Date Mark.
It does.
Meaning like date, literally. Meaning a date with anybody.
Yes.
So.
Because it could be like a cute play on like hit the mark. Yeah, find yeah, your yeah. Person.
That's a bit misleading, Mark. Sorry. Mark,
that's why you're not getting what you want, because people think it's a dating app.
From afar, he almost looks like David Beckham.
I don't think so, Jessica. He has on sunglasses. Is that what's Beckham like to you?
Yeah. His pose.
No.
Yes.
No.
I mean, maybe with the face of Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, exactly. Honest to God, that's what I thought when I first saw Ed Sheeran. Not that there's anything wrong with Ed Sheeran, but Ed Sheeran ain't no David Beckham.
No, he's not.
Voice of an angel.
Mm-hmm.
Not the face of Beckham. Okay, and I love gingers. I don't even use that word. I don't know why I call him a ginger. Anyway, Mark, look, I guess it shows that you're quirky and fun. It's weird.
It's a bit much.
It's a bit much. You're not Angeline.
No.
You know who Angeline is.
Know who she is. I've seen her at the Vineland Ralph's multiple times over the years.
Calm down. You know, it's supposed to be good luck when you see Angeline. We've talked about her before, right?
I mean, if you can take your eyes off her bazooms, because right? I couldn't.
She's this teeny tiny half human because she's had a lot of work done over the years.
Yeah.
But her history is, it's like Los Angeles legend that she was dating a rich person and she wanted to be an actress and was getting nowhere. So she took out billboards all over Los Angeles advertising herself as a model and actress.
Basically just her reclined in or lingerie. In repose.
She only lives in and around and with pink.
She drives a pink Corvette with a personalized plate
that says Angeline. And if you see her, it's supposed to be good luck.
I wish that there was another one of those balls that's over there, those like bouncy balls that I see.
Okay. Because
I would hold them both up to show what how her boobs big look like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's been in a couple of like B movies, like horror B movies before. But other than that, I don't think things went well for her.
No.
But you can ride in her car now and get a signed autograph if you want. You have to pay because she needs money. But
Yeah, I'd be willing
to pay. I wouldn't fit in her car. It's tiny, and it's so low to the ground.
It literally looks like the Barbie Corvette.
Yes.
I'm not kidding.
Not a joke. So Mark is kind of biting off Angeline here, but the difference is she wanted a career, and he wants a date. Oh. So, sorry, date Mark. I don't feel like you're succeeding here.
I really think you missed the mark.
I hate you. I hate you for a couple of reasons, because I hate that pun, and I hate you because I thought of that pun and didn't say it, because I was ashamed, and then you said it, and now I'm mad that I didn't say it. I'll text you on a group chat later.
Hilarious.
Anyway, we wish you the best.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
I hope you find your person. I don't know that they're going to see you on a billboard and you're going to be able to trust that they're not crazy in finding their life partner on a billboard, but we wish you all the best.
Or start your own dating app and call it Date Mark. But Date Mark, not Date Mark. It needs to be Date Mark.
Date Mark, but it should be capital D, date, and capital M, mark, but all one word.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm graphic designing this already. I don't even know you, Mark. Aww. Okay, moving into raves, you're up first this week.
Okay, so this is a delight. A delight. I get really excited when people are doing things for kids that are college bound because a lot of people can't go because of financial hardships. And that has just increased more and more over the years. It was expensive as hell when we were going to college. It's way more expensive now.
It's and crazy.
Nothing else has changed to offset that, right?
Unfortunately.
When Scott High School seniors don their maroon and white graduation gowns and walk across the stage to receive their diplomas this spring, they won't be thinking about how they'll pay for college. They won't have to. Pete Cadens, an Ottawa Hills native who now resides in Chicago, on Wednesday pledged to pay college tuition, room, board, and fees for graduating Scott seniors who want to attend a university or trade school.
Wow.
Mr. Caden said he would also extend the same offer to one parent or legal guardian of each graduating student. That killed me. That unbelievable. Mr. Caden's announced his pledge during an assembly at the school. The offer is applicable for any accredited Ohio public college, university, or trade school, as well as Eastern Michigan University and Lourdes University. For one parent or legal guardian, the offer is extended to any accredited public school, university, or trade within 45 miles of Scott. Mr. Cadens told The Blade he expects the tuition pledge will cost roughly $3.5
million. Wow.
Students and family members gathered in the school erupted with shouts of excitement and tears of joy as he made his pledge. For mother and son Abina and Chris Rowland, the news could not have come at a better time. After a November 2nd house fire claimed the life of her husband, she said she didn't know how she'd pay for her son's college education. It's just unbelievable.
It's amazing. We've heard other stories of like, go ahead, continue.
I'm going to say one last thing. This is from the man who made the pledge. People like me have a responsibility to empower others. People like me have a responsibility to provide equal education opportunities for others that don't have it. So this is Pete's responsibility as a fellow human being who grew up with access and opportunity and just enough self-awareness to realize that what became of my life was as much a factor of the inequalities that exist in our society today as it was my skills, my talents, and work ethic. Mr. Caden's retired at age 40 as the CEO.
Oh man, retired at 40?
Of national cannabis company Green Thumb Industries to focus on his philanthropic work. He's announced, among other initiatives, a five-pronged educational initiative dubbed Helping Our Population Educate, or HOPE Toledo. It's amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
We've heard other stories of amazing people sending entire classes to college, but then to offer it
to a parent, to a or, parent guardian. Or
guardian, like you're uplifting multiple generations there. It's pretty incredible.
Yep.
And it's harder, I think, for people to go back to school when they're older.
Yeah.
I mean, what an amazing thing. That was really cool.
I love it.
Thank you for bringing that.
40 years old. My Lord.
Oof, I should be retired.
Okay.
I should be in the Bahamas right now.
Exactly.
Okay. So for my rave this week, we're excited to talk about this organization. The reason they came to our attention, I think, Jessica, you were familiar with them before anyway, but there was a tragedy today. So I'm going to first tell you what they're about and then how we can help them out. Mm-hmm. So this rave is workingwardrobes.org. Their mission is to do everything in our power to help men, women, young adults, and veterans overcome difficult challenges so they can achieve the dignity of work and the power of a paycheck. Providing workforce readiness services in an atmosphere of dignity that enhance the lives of our clients. And their clients are sometimes people, victims of domestic violence, like it said, veterans, children. Achieving sustainability for them and our organization with integrity. We celebrate the success of our clients, collaborative partners, donors, and volunteers. They partner with corporations, educational programs, community agencies, and civic partners. I want to tell you a little more about them. Okay, so Working Wardrobes is Orange County's foremost career development nonprofit, championing on behalf of at-risk men, women, young adults, and veterans to help them achieve the power of a paycheck. Now, I love what they're doing. Their headquarters is in Irvine, California. They empower their clients from the inside out with job skills and confidence to find meaningful employment. Our army of volunteers makes this happen every single day, and we love each one of them. So basically, this is a wonderful organization that collects clothes and work clothes, basically.
Yes.
And to help people get a hold of their lives again, be able to get a job. It's respectful to earn a living.
Yeah.
We do gain a lot of our self-worth from being able to sustain ourselves.
Yes.
So I love that they're doing this. And the reason I say it's a little bit sad, but let's see if we can help them out, is unfortunately, their building was destroyed by a fire today.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read you a little bit about that and what they're asking for to help them rebuild. Local nonprofit facility providing work attire and training to over 105,000 job seekers since 1990. Loses building and donation inventory to a fire.
Yikes.
On Sunday, February 2nd, a fire broke out at the Working Wardrobes headquarters located at 1851 Kettering Street in Irvine, California. It was several hours before firefighters could access the building. Everything has been destroyed by this fire, and we are closely working with the Orange County Fire Authority and Irvine Police for more details. Quote, we're absolutely devastated by this catastrophic loss. The heart of our operations is gone, and so is 30 years of history, said Jerry Rosen, founder and CEO. We are grateful and relieved to report that no one was hurt or in the building at the time of the fire. Now our job is to get back on our feet so that we can serve our clients very quickly, and we aim to do just that with the help of our remarkable community. So here's the facts. Approximately 100 firefighters were at the scene.
100?
Yes.
Whoa.
No injuries were reported, but it was a 22,000 square foot building.
Oh, wow.
And they've been there since 2016. Everything has been destroyed, including at the donation center, large warehouse filled with racks, bins, and boxes filled with thousands of donations, including jackets, pants, shirts, blouses, ties, shoes, jewelry, and additional accessories, as well as housewares, office, and cleaning supplies. Their wardrobing center was filled with quality clothing and accessories for men and women. They had a career center that had computer labs where clients worked to research and apply for jobs, online training rooms, and IT computer lab, plus the VetNet team, a program of veterans, SCSEP program for seniors. All client services for women, men, young adults, and wardrobing. And then they lost their corporate offices as well. The entire operations of Working Wardrobes has been destroyed. We're determined to work with everyone in our community to rebuild. Next step for us. Financial donations are what we need the most to rebuild and continue to provide services to veterans, seniors, and unemployed and get them back into the workforce. So there's a link here that we'll go ahead and share in the show notes for financial donations. Goodwill has kind of stepped in to provide a temporary home for their corporate offices. They need volunteers to get a new temporary home set up. There's all kinds of contact information for that. We will release a list of our needs for donations soon. There's contact information and a press alert. Working Wardrobes is Orange County's foremost career development nonprofit. The organization was founded in 1990 by CEO and founder Jerry Rosen, the Working Wardrobes 30th anniversary year. Over that time, they have helped the community and been able to access 105,000 people, overcoming barriers to employment and achieve that power. So anyway, sorry this was kind of a messy thing. It's a lot because there's a lot going on right now. And there are so many, many different ways. WorkingWardrobes.org. They have more information about the fire and they're updating it as it comes in, but they also have ways that you can help them, not just donating money. Obviously, they need financial, but they lost every bit of clothing, every accessory, all of their computer and office supplies. They're literally starting from square one after all of this time, and it's heartbreaking. So my thing is, this organization and these people have worked for years and years and years to help others. Maybe we can spread the word and help them rebuild. They deserve that, for sure.
And I always use this as an example. I'm serious. Everybody has stuff in their closet that either you don't wear, maybe you never wore it, you're like, why did I buy this, or it's dated or whatever. I did that, and I had a few blazers. I'm not a blazer wearer.
Me either. They don't fit on my boots.
I think I got them like for auditions. I'm like, well, if I have to go in for an office, and I never wore it to the audition, like, no. But it occurred to me, and I donated to a place in LA years ago that was very similar to this for people in the workforce. I'm like, you know what? Somebody going out to look for a job can use this blazer. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Work clothes are expensive.
Yes.
And these people were using those resources to help people get back on their feet.
Right.
And so it's just heartbreaking. It's really tragic. Working Wardrobes, we're really thinking of you and sending prayers and good thoughts. And if anyone out there, if you're in our area, or if you're not and you can financially, just even $5, you know what I mean? Like, it does help. And I think it's, let's reward them for being so wonderful and help them rebuild and get back to where they were so that they can get these people back on their feet. Anyway, that's what I brought for this week. Jessica.
Thank you. Dana.
I think that's our show.
I think it is.
Do you want to tell people how to contact us and what we need?
Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Rants and Raves Podcast. On Twitter at raves_the. You can email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com or directly through our contact button on our website, www.therantsandravespodcast.com.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for sharing.
Especially your tips about how to grow eyebrows. Okay, so at the end of every show, I like to share a weekly point to ponder, which is usually something I really enjoy or something we feel like you should watch or just a conversation starter, interesting fact. So here's what I brought for this week. Jessica, do you know why we yawn?
No, to get more oxygen.
That's what I always thought too, but I'm about to blow your mind.
Okay.
Yawning cools your brain. Research conducted at the University of Vienna suggests that yawning may play an essential role in cooling our brains, but yawning to cool the brain is not functional when the outside temperature is as hot as the body, explained study's lead author, Jörg Mossen. And if you're wondering, yes, sleep deprivation does increase brain temperature. So if you're not sleeping, you're cooking your brain, which could be a factor in why we yawn more when we're tired. So yeah, I feel like I'm going to start yawning more. Do you think that's going to help me at all?
I mean, I yawn a lot.
Cool my brain down. I also have, I want to tack on this other extra fact just because I like to tell you crazy things to follow on Instagram. And maybe I've already told you this, but this story reminded me of it. Do you know what a kawaka is? The little Australian, Kawakas. Kawakas.
God, that's so cute.
They're known as the happy, that's a baby crawling out of the pouch. They have, they're marsupials.
Oh God, it's so cute.
They're known as the happiest animal on earth because they're constantly smiling. But the reason they smile is because that's how they cool their bodies down.
No way.
Uh-huh. So that's a little cuter than.
That's for a day.
So you can follow these kawakas on at Cruzy, C-R-U-Z-Y, Suzy, S-U-Z-Y. All she does is post pictures of kawakas eating and smiling.
Yes, please.
And it's the happiest, most wonderful thing. They're in Australia, so we know they've been through a lot of trauma.
Look at that baby.
Look at the baby hanging out the pouch. So Cruzy Suzy. And then if your brain starts getting hot, y'alls, just do some yawning. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.